Holiest One, Tablet 11. And the Lord God said, It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. Genesis 2:18. God does not say that it is not good for man to be lonely, but he says alone, all one. So far, man is still both male and female in the same being. God decided to separate Adam into man and woman. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Genesis 2:19. God also would make bodies for the animals. He would make their bodies from the ground, the cosmic dust or atom. For the first time, the concepts and names of things would be created by man. God does not call by name the things he would create, but he relates to them as the purpose for which they were made. It is man that gives names to things and then becomes attached to the powers of the names which he himself created. This is one of man's greatest illusions, and until he overcomes it, he will stay in the illusion of the power of words. Man should look at things from the point of view of the Dharma, or nature, of everything, or that which each thing or being was made. Also, we understand from this verse that God himself does not have any name. That is why he has been called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When Moses asked him, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Exodus 3:13-14. Only later on, because people insisted on having a God with a name, does he call himself Yahweh, which is a corrupt pronunciation of a power word, mantra, that in its true form cannot be pronounced in the material world. It is a subtle word, fire word, or power word, as his sacred name. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. Genesis 2:20. Man would create a name for everything, yet still he was complete and one in nature, male and female. There was no creature on earth that man could relate to as his mate, because he was superior to animals, and no one was on the same level of consciousness to relate to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. Genesis 2:21. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. Genesis 2:22. Female principle grace and male principle logic were divided. From these principles God created man and woman. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Genesis 2:23. So, man and woman are two parts of the same being, and will be perfect when they merge as one again. Androgynous.